In Cleveland, tourists are flocking to an unlikely attraction. It's an old house in a working-class neighborhood. It was the stage for a low-budget movie shot 25 years ago, a Christmas movie that still has an enthusiastic following. From member station WKSU, ML Schultze sent this story.
Overlooking the steel mills on Cleveland's west side is a narrow two-story frame house on a narrow inner-city lot that, these days, rivals the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a tourist draw.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Director Bob Clark started the house on its way to icon status when he filmed large parts of A Christmas Story in Cleveland 25 years ago. The house is now A Christmas Story House and Museum, overseen by Executive Director Steve Sedlecki and visited by 70,000 people over the last 4 years. Given all that attention, Sedlecki says it's hard to believe the $4 million picture flopped back in 1983.
It basically ran for a few weeks and got pulled from the theaters before Christmas. Christmas movie being pulled before Christmas, it's not a good sign.
Cleveland has claimed A Christmas Story as its own, though its only reference in the movie is Cleveland Street. The movie's supposed to be set in Indiana, but fans know better. They recognize Cleveland's public square and Higbee's department store, and they know the house on West 11th Street, where filmmakers recorded Ralphie Parker's quest for a Red Ryder BB gun. Sisters-in-law Jenny and Carrie Davis drove 2 hours to the house from Cardington, Ohio. They're posing next to a fragile crate with a leg lamp peeking out. It's a movie sight gag that hints at just how many people really do watch the 24-hour Christmas Story marathon on cable.
Everybody growing up wants some toy that they don't think they're going to get, and it's a great surprise when they get it, and everyone's dad says things they shouldn't and gets busted
yes.
doing that, and everyone has a holiday that just is a mess, and it's just one of those things that everyone in some way can relate to.
More than 4,000 people attended this year's Christmas Story convention on Thanksgiving weekend, and about 1,000 line up each weekend now to tour the house and see life imitate shtick. Danielle Kurinski is crawling out from under the kitchen sink.
After the oh fudge scene that Ralphie said the big word, Randy climbed under the sink because he thought Daddy was going to kill Ralphie. So you can't pass up the photo op.
Kurinski and friend Heidi Webb came from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and they brought their own props.
Well, she's got the bunny ears for the top of the steps when it came down as the deranged Easter bunny, and we have the glasses. We actually have an eyeball in case we happen to shoot our eyeball out. We have a BB gun, but we weren't sure we were allowed to bring it here.
Brian Jones opened the Christmas Story house 4 years ago. He already was making money off A Christmas Story by selling plastic leg lamps. And the lamps, fishnet stockinged and high-heeled, are ubiquitous in Cleveland.
We have in the actual full-size legs themselves, the nightlight, strings of lights, ornaments. You can get an inflatable one that you can plug into your front yard.
Fabian and Jenny Sandoval put the dog in the car and drove to Cleveland from Falls Church, Virginia, to buy a lamp. And though coworkers thought they were crazy, they also sent along shopping lists.
The decoder pin, the soap, and we need some of the ornaments and the nightlight, so we have to load up.
Christmas Story tourism dollars in Cleveland extend beyond the house. They include two official A Christmas Story House Chinese restaurants. The Cleveland Playhouse has just finished its 100th performance of the play, and a local hotel promotes weekend packages that include goodie bags of Ovaltine and Lifebuoy soap. Cleveland's Christmas Story pitch went even further this year. A Pennsylvania family bid $5,200 on eBay. What'd they win? The chance to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at the house the movie made famous. For NPR News, I'm ML Schultze.